Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at how developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we hear about the Companies Office of Jamaica's Amnesty Initiative. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Companies Office of Jamaica has implemented a two-month amnesty to encourage clients to clear arrears for their annual returns, remove company names from the COJ register, and close unwanted business names. This is in keeping with ongoing efforts to strengthen Jamaica's overall economic infrastructure. The amnesty will run from May 4 to June 30, 2015, and its aim is to create a clearer picture of the companies and businesses in operation in Jamaica. This will in turn inform public policy and government initiatives targeted at the business sector. The amnesty is also aimed at increasing the level of compliance among companies and businesses with the Companies Office of Jamaica.
The amnesty is also to benefit Jamaica in general in that you have a more accurate companies register, so you know who the government knows who is doing business, who is in business and who is not. And for the businesses themselves, if you're compliant, then there are benefits like gaining easier access to financing because banks do not deal with companies that are not compliant.
Chief Executive Officer of the Companies Office of Jamaica, Judith Ramlogan. Under the amnesty, companies in arrears will be able to file each outstanding annual return for $3,000 instead of the usual $5,000 fee. Also, nonprofit companies will be able to file outstanding annual returns at a cost of $1,000 each.
The annual returns amnesty will be for companies that have annual returns outstanding and find it difficult to pay the filing fees. For each year that the annual return is outstanding, there is a penalty of $100 per day up to $10,000. So the amnesty will allow for the penalty to be waived, so persons or companies will not have to pay the penalty.
Additionally, under the amnesty period, companies with outstanding annual returns may be removed from the COJ register for a flat fee of $10,000. They will also be exempted from having to file outstanding documents or provide an audit certificate and will not incur the usual late fees and penalties. The amnesty also allows persons who have not renewed business names previously registered to have them removed for a flat fee.
Ordinarily, if you wanted to remove a business name that you had registered but not renewed, you'd have to pay the back renewal fees. With this amnesty, you just have to pay $2,000 to close the business name.
Ms. Ramlogan outlined that as at December 2014, there were almost 87,000 companies on the company's register, with as many as 51,755 of them being delinquent, having failed to file one or more documents with the COJ. She also noted that up to December 2014, of the approximately 126,000 business names registered by the COJ, approximately 80,500 are in arrears. Special arrangements have been made to cater to clients in the event of a rush to take advantage of the amnesty.
We will be having an appointment system and we will be providing two types of help. An appointment system for persons who have been filing and who need help during the amnesty, as well as for persons who need help to complete the documents.
Customer Service Manager for the Companies Office of Jamaica, Inger Hainsley-Bennett. So if you would like to file an annual return for your company or have a company or business name removed from the company's office register, be sure to take advantage of this amnesty. You will also be playing your part in helping streamline Jamaica's economic infrastructure, allowing for more targeted regulation of the business sector. Contact the Companies Office of Jamaica at 908-4419-24 for more details. You may also visit their website at orcjamaica.com. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.